Diving instructor Reginald Beckford, who used to fear sharks, now plays a crucial role in protecting the third largest barrier reef in the world from a deadly coral disease. The Turks and Caicos Islands, where Reginald is based, became one of the many Caribbean countries affected by stony coral tissue loss disease, SCTLD, in 2019. This disease has spread rapidly and is now present in 28 nations in the region. Reginald, along with other volunteers from the TC Reef Fund, is working to stop the spread of SCTLD by applying an antibiotic paste to infected corals. While this method does not prevent reinfection, it gives the corals enough time to reproduce before they die. Former teacher Aranthea Baker also joined the fight against SCTLD after moving to the islands from Florida. She now volunteers with the Reef Fund as a certified fish data scientist and dive master. Despite the challenges faced by the reef, including coral bleaching caused by warm seas, Aranthea remains optimistic about their ability to combat SCTLD. Researchers at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History have made a significant breakthrough by discovering the first effective bacterial probiotic for treating the disease. This is promising news as the current use of antibiotics risks promoting antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Turks and Caicos is at the forefront of reef restoration research. They have established two in-water coral nurseries and a land-based biobank, which is the first of its kind in the Caribbean's British territories. The biobank, funded by the John Ellerman Foundation, houses healthy coral fragments that will eventually be replanted onto the reef. Preserving genetic diversity is crucial, and the Reef Fund's executive director, Elise Zimmerman, ensures the best conditions for the corals to thrive. Local carpenters have crafted tanks to hold samples of the most susceptible coral species, acting as a coral ark. The team also creates synthetic seawater with the ideal balance of minerals to support the corals' growth. Elise Zimmerman has developed a personal connection with the corals and can tell if they are happy or hungry. The corals receive food from algae living in their tissues, and the team also feeds them conch slop and algae smoothies. Despite the challenges faced by the reef, the efforts of volunteers like Reginald and Aranthea, along with the breakthroughs in research, provide hope for the future of the coral reef ecosystem.